5:20, and this is the KDLL Evening News for Monday, December 8th, on 91.9 FM, Kenai, Soldotna, listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, the latest installment in Alaska Public Media's Alaska Survival Kit series focuses on fending off seasonal depression. But first, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski said she was deeply troubled by a Washington Post report alleging that the military had launched a second strike on September 2nd to kill survivors clinging to the wreckage of their suspected drug boat.
That effectively makes you a war criminal. I mean, there are rules of war. We don't do that.
The White House and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth confirmed last week that there was a second strike, though they say it was legal and dispute key parts of the Post story. Hegseth says he watched the first strike live and then left the room.
I did not personally see survivors, but I stand, because the thing was on fire. It was exploded and fire and smoke. You can't see anything. You got digital. This is called the fog of war.
He and President Trump say they stand by the commander of the operation. Admiral Frank Bradley was at the Capitol last Thursday to brief a select group of Congress members, which did not include the Alaska delegation. Murkowski says what she's heard reaffirms the need for more information.
I have heard from two different individuals who viewed that same video that they viewed it differently.
Several Republicans watched the video in a closed-door briefing and emerged confident the strikes were legal and justified, but one House Democrat called the footage one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen in my public service. Murkowski was critical of the strikes from the start. She voted with Democrats in October on a measure that would have curtailed military attacks on suspected drug boats without congressional approval. She also crossed the aisle to vote on a similar War Powers resolution last month. The strikes, she says, have now killed more than 80 people without trials.
I have questioned the legality, and I wanted to know specifically, what's the end goal here?
Senator Dan Sullivan declined an interview request last week, but his office sent a statement saying he's seeking more information. And finally, waking up on dark winter mornings can be tough, especially in Alaska, where it sometimes feels like the sun will never rise. And for some, that darkness brings on the winter blues. So, Alaska Public Media health reporter Rachel Cassandra set out on a very personal journey to find a few affordable, practical ways to feel better during the winter days and fend off seasonal depression.
Good morning. I'm not really a morning person, ever.
Yes, that voice is actually me, and yes, I really do hate mornings. But this winter, I'm experimenting with ways to make them more tolerable.
I turn on my string lights, and I'll put in a CD. And then I make my coffee.
I already do a lot of extra self-care in the winter to stay sane. Sun lamps, exercise on my lunch break, vitamin D supplements, and I still have hard days. So I set out to find a few relatively easy and inexpensive things I could add to my routine. My first stop, Debbie Maloney. She's a nurse practitioner at Vitae Integrative Health in Anchorage, and she confirmed my fears that in Alaska it's easy to descend into winter blues even by letting small things slip.
We stay in bed longer, we don't take care of ourselves as well, we're not exercising as much, we're not eating the same foods, and we start getting into this very slow decline into this depressive state.
So how do we avoid this fate? Maloney says start with sleep. That brings me to takeaway one. Turn your bedroom into a dark, cool cave. Maloney says it goes a little against instinct. We may want to turn the heat up in winter because it's so cold outside.
But our bodies actually sleep better if it's in a more cool environment. So cool, dark, cozy.
She recommends turning your thermostat down by as much as 10 degrees at night. Then in the morning, it's time to get out of the cave. Takeaway two, use bright lights to wake up. We need bright light to turn off our sleep hormones. Without morning sunlight, Maloney says the best bet is to use sun lamps. Those mimic daytime brightness. There are also more affordable light bulbs that simulate sunlight that you can get at the hardware store. And here's my third takeaway. Movement is also key. Even gentle exercise signals our bodies to wake up. And Maloney says you don't need to be a super athlete to benefit.
If we can't go outside and walk, maybe going to the store. Go to your favorite store and just walk around the perimeter.
Next, I talked to Rainey Malone, who works in mental health support at Alaska Behavioral Health. Growing up in Palmer, Malone didn't do anything special during seasonal changes. But as an adult, she's built her own toolkit. One of her favorite tips is simple. Check in with neighbors and friends. It's good for you and good for them.
Actually being curious about the people in your life and checking in on people and trying to just connect and plan things like social connection is going to be a huge thing that's going to help you get through the season.
That's takeaway four. Social connections help fight depression and help us feel better. But it's one thing to know that we should be doing these things and another to make yourself do them in the winter, even when you don't feel like it. Malone says to motivate yourself, visualize the good that will come out of it.
Thinking of like, what's your overall goal? So just doing the opposite of what you naturally want to do, which is stay in bed and stay warm.
She swears it gets easier the more you practice. And she would know. She's committed to supporting her own sleep-wake cycle. Really committed.
Turn off the big lights in the house.
Here she is walking through her elaborate routine to wind down at night.
There's a nice ambiance with a jasmine and patchouli candle.
She takes a hot shower.
With eucalyptus leaves.
She goes to her bedroom.
Doing some journaling.
And has a magnesium drink as a nightcap. She knows that's a lot, but she says even picking one or two small rituals to stick to can help your body know it's time for bed. As for me, I've gotten creative with my own cave. I crack the window at night to cool things down, and I even dragged a giant tree branch inside to make my space feel more foresty and relaxing. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.
That story was part of an ongoing series from Alaska Public Media called Alaska Survival Kit, where we help you to make the most of living in the 49th state. If you are experiencing symptoms of depression, you can call 211 to get connected to resources, or 988 if you're in crisis. And that'll be all for tonight's KDLL Evening News. We had help from Liz Ruskin in Washington, D.C., and from Rachel Cassandra in Anchorage. You can re-listen to this newscast and find our other stories online at kdll.org. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Have a great night.